Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast. This is your host, Crystal Holmes. And today I bring you episode 26, Inspired Aging. Reclaim your health, confidence, purpose, and power. Go Hard Chicks, it's great to be back. And in this episode, I am joined by T. Carrie Mitchell, who is a motivational speaker, author, integrative wellness coach, and just all around fabulous Go Hard Chick. T. Carrie has rededicated her life to helping women find purpose in retirement. So my Go Hard Chicks out there that are ready for retirement or who may be in retirement, this is the episode for you. But let me say this, even my Go Hard Chicks out there that are not quite ready for retirement, this episode has some huge gems, if you will, that had me thinking over time. I really encourage everyone to listen to this because some of the concepts and ideas that T. Carrie shares can affect anyone's life in the most positive way possible. I was really blown away during this conversation, and I had a lot of what Oprah calls aha moments in looking at my own life and my own journey and where I want to go from here. So Go Hard Chicks, please take a listen. This was a really special, special conversation. But before we get started, I want to just always ask, like I always do, please leave an Apple Podcast rating and review for the show. It really helps me to bring on folks like T. Carrie and some of our other fabulous Go Hard Chick guests. All right, without further ado, welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast, T. Carrie Mitchell. Welcome to the Go Hard Chick podcast, to Carrie Mitchell. How are you?
I am well, and how are you?
I'm doing fabulous, and I am so glad that you are joining me today, us today, the listeners today on this podcast, because I think this is a really important topic. So let's just jump in. If you would, I love your story. Could you just tell the listeners about yourself and what you do?
Okay. And thank you very much for inviting me on your podcast today. I've made a lot of transitions over my lifetime. But my most recent one, I'll share because I think it's most relevant with me. I'm a holistic health and wellness coach as well as a motivational speaker. And just briefly, there were three major life-changing events that led me to launching my health coach business, and that's Lifestyle 120. First, caring for my mother, you know, whose health was deteriorating. Second, overcoming my own health issues naturopathically. And third, wondering what the future held after my 32-year public school teaching career. Now, with all that going on at the same time, I started searching for answers, like many women do at the particular age, searching for answers to what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do next? And then I began thinking, is it really possible for a middle-aged woman to become more prosperous in every area of her life? And if that's possible, what would be the secrets to her success? So, I knew that I didn't want to retire the same way my colleagues and relatives had retired in the past. I was certain there were more important things for me to do, more important work to do, to continue my life of service, but in a different way. So I went back to school to get health certified and then blended my love of teaching and wellness and started my holistic health coaching and motivational speaking business at the age of 62. Now, because I wanted to inspire mature and seasoned women, and by the way, that's what I call my tribe, mature and seasoned women to step into their power and achieve what was most important to them, I used my own experiences and success to create Sprout Your New Life. That's my comprehensive empowerment program specifically designed to prepare courageous women for a beautiful second half. And my mission goes beyond that, though, a little bit beyond that. My mission is to change the way people view aging. So the global perspective is positive, not negative. So how I do that is to show women how to release those negative and limited mindsets, like I'm too old to pursue my passions, or my best years have passed, or I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, and then make positive mental shifts to reclaim their health, their confidence, their purpose, and their power so they can become amazing in their golden years. So I know from experience that if a woman wants to experience more joy and more prosperity in the second half of her life, she must tap into the 7 life-affirming tools that will lead to her success.
I love this. I love this, you know, because, I mean, I'm not quite at the point where I'm ready to retire, but a lot of what you said actually would apply to someone like me. I mean, I'm not quite at retirement, but I'm not a spring chicken anymore, if you will. And sometimes I've found even myself saying, what else can I do? You know, this is it for me. Is this it for me? Can I make changes this late in my career, for example? Can I shift and do something different this late in my life? Right. Do people even want to hear from me, someone my age? So this is really incredible. And I loved how you said you had to ask the question, is it possible for a middle-aged woman to be more prosperous?
Yes.
And I say, yes. I love that.
Yes. And many of them don't think it's possible. That's where I come in. But you're right. These principles that if we have time to share, I can, actually would be applicable to any age. I was on a show last year where the host was saying, you know what, my 13-year-old son needs this. So really, it's any age. It's just that I'm trying to nurture, you know, the women that I feel really connected to based on my experience. It could be connected to anyone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. I shared with you before we started recording that, you know, I have some loved ones and some people that I know that are your target, that really, I mean, they're now retired, but they could probably use your services or in your guidance, because I think you're right. There is this perception that, you know, you retire and you just sit down and you don't do anything else.
Yeah.
You know,
you watch the soap operas.
Right. Like, how dare you try to do anything else?
Yes, right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I definitely, yes. And so you mentioned the 7 principles. Let's get into those. What are they?
Yes, what they are. And so I think I stated earlier that I transformed myself many times over the last 15 years. And what I have learned is that in order to increase our chances of living a long, fulfilling life, these 7 lifestyle elements that I'm going to share must be practiced in order to grow and flow. First, we need to nourish our bodies with fresh, wholesome, vitamin-rich meals, making a conscious decision to avoid highly processed foods laden with fat, salt, sugar, and preservatives. Second is establishing a regular fitness routine. And I know you can identify with that one. See, our bodies were meant to move, and devising a plan to move more will help keep it working properly. Third is getting proper rest, getting proper sleep. We need to be well rested in order to accomplish those magnificent goals that we would like to achieve. Fourth is the importance of a comfortable and inspiring living space know, that's free of clutter and toxicity. So we want to make our surroundings conducive to inner peace and creativity. Fifth is nurturing healthy and meaningful relationships, keeping in touch, not only with those we care about, but also building new friendships. And sixth is generously giving of ourselves through community service. And the seventh, my favorite, is pursuing our interests and dreams. That's what keeps us relevant and passionate about life. Now, I believe that committing to these lifestyle components will promote health and wholeness and enable us to lead a full life. You know, the elements are intimately connected. They line up. If they line up, we feel that we're really in our perfect space. For instance, if we want to improve our overall health, we'll need to do more than just eat nutritious food. See, the seven lifestyle components must be aligned in order to reap the benefits of optimal health. Additionally, there's a secret, very tasty ingredient that helps to harmonize everyday living experiences. And if we have time, I would be happy to highlight those as well.
Yes, we have time.
Okay.
The more and more you share, the more and more I just fall in love.
Okay.
Because, I mean, those seven principles, I think a lot of people look at it and think, you know, well, I need to lose weight, but they don't, for example, or I need to eat healthier, but they're not thinking the bigger picture. You know, they're focusing on one thing, not realizing that, hey, there's six, seven other things, for example, that in order to make yourself happier, healthier, and live a fuller life, you got to do these things too.
Yes.
So I love that.
Yeah.
Now, out of these seven lifestyle components, in your experience, which one or ones do women tend to struggle with more?
You know, I think it kind of depends. I don't think there's any just basic general, I make a general comment for that, because everybody's different and they may not really know what they're struggling with. But I have a system that takes them through this so they can, you know, assess their own situation. But I think that it depends on the person, and they may be at different points in their life. They may have maybe five or six of the seven working really well for them, but that seventh one, whatever that may be, may be missing. And so they may feel that they're not in sync with their life. They may seem out of balance, in other words. So it's a matter of getting focused on what you think you really need to move forward and to prosper. But like I said, the seven elements are probably not extremely surprising to our listeners. But what I'd like to share is that none of the seven elements that I mentioned are sustainable without that one secret ingredient. And for me, the secret ingredient is a spiritual component. So I believe that in order to experience whole health and to fulfill the desires of the heart, this lifeline must be circulating through our everyday experiences. This lifeline is that internal system of fundamental universal truths and is the essence of all my messaging. So I know a listener is probably wondering, well, what is that? What's the secret sauce? Well, yeah. So what it is exactly, it's several things. It's love and compassion. It's your thoughts and your words. It's accepting responsibility and honoring your commitment to the choices you make in life. It's trusting and believing. And it's having courage and passion, getting excited again and again about the rest of your life. It's about expectations and planning and being open to becoming vibrant during this next stage of your life. So what I do is I show women how to access this internal support system and then apply it to daily living and then fertilize their consciousness with the substance that will allow them to grow and flow. So I say, based on my observations and conversations with people seeking optimal health, the missing link to sustainable success seems to be spirituality. So that mind, body, spirit connection has become the main ingredient in my formula for wellness and the critical component to living a long, satisfying life.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes complete sense.
Yeah.
That you have to have that secret ingredient or in spiritual component there, mm-hmm. you know. So how do you help them, I guess, get that secret ingredient in place and working so that yeah. they can achieve the seven lifestyle components?
Right. And, you know, it's interesting, but, you know, I could provide an example that maybe people can relate to, because I know many folks try to make these New Year's resolutions, you know, beginning of the year, and then come end of January, beginning of February, they forgot all about it. So I don't know. I think that when people establish goals to improve certain aspects of their lives, they often approach the goal in isolation. And we want to get out of that isolation mode. See, many are looking for immediate results without a conscientious plan, which could seem to be a temporary solution to a much bigger concern that they may not be aware of. For example, we talk about New Year's resolutions. How are those New Year's resolutions going? Why is it that after a few weeks, many people find themselves making excuses about honoring their commitment or resort to self-sabotaging behavior? So why don't their efforts have long-term effects? And I have another example that this one client wanted to lose weight, and her reason was because she was very set on getting into this gorgeous gown she had purchased for her daughter's wedding. But beyond that, there was nothing else. So after she lost some of the weight, it came right back on because it was short-sighted, and she didn't have those spiritual components that I mentioned to infuse into her daily life. I don't know. I think perhaps there's no conscientious spiritual foundation to support their growth. So I want to say that, you know, our physical world reflects our consciousness. So one must change her inner programming and then reframe her thoughts and words in order to experience desired results. And that's what we sort of do here in Sprout Your New Life, to help them with that.
Okay, that's huge. I think.
Yeah. It's pretty huge. So like I said, we want our lives to be in sync, right? We want to be living a conscious life. And many of us think we are, but then we feel uncomfortable about some things, and that could be the reason. Yeah. So I want women to feel that they can grow and flow and be their best. And like I said, that secret ingredient, you know, are these universal principles that I mentioned.
Yeah, I love this because mm-hmm. I think you're right. Mm-hmm. People set short-term goals.
Yes.
But like you said, they don't sustain them. And not that they don't want fitting into a dress. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you would kind of want to maintain that weight after the fact, after you got in the dress.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, if it's short-sighted or, you know, if they're not in line spiritually.
Yes.
You know, it can be a challenge, and you keep coming back and forth to the same thing, but it's mm-hmm. the spiritual component that you got to work out.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you're right. You need to be in alignment, and it needs to, your goals need to be more about one short-sighted intention, is you want that to last the rest of your life. And so we work on those kinds of things. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned sometimes people set goals in isolation. Mm-hmm. And so that made my brain start turning.
Yes.
Tell us more. What do you mean by that?
By that, I mean, what you had shared, isolation means short term, separate from the rest of their lives. So, for instance, the woman I was mentioning who wanted to lose the weight, I mean, she lost some, and she was happy with her progress, and she did fit into that dress. But that was a short-term, isolated goal. So really, as far as making a goal that's long-term and conscious and that will fit into that your entire life paradigm, needs to be connected to everything you do. So to go back to that, it's almost like the goal that she thought about in her head could have been a goal that would be, I want to lose weight, not because I want to look fantastic and show up all the other older ladies at my daughter's wedding. I want to look good, right? I want everybody to go, oh, look at mama. Yeah. But it could be more valuable to set a goal that states you want to lose weight because you want to be healthy. You want to feel good. You want to be able to carry on in your life and fulfill your purpose with energy, and you want to be glowing with that. That's more of a life term, long-term goal, that you want to do it because you're interested in being your best, not just because of the dress.
Okay. And see, my little brain, mm-hmm. when you said set goals in isolation, I thought, does she mean, I mean, what you said makes total sense, but mm-hmm. my brain went to, does she mean we or they might set a goal, but keep it to themselves?
Oh.
Like they don't share it. And of course, sometimes when we don't share goals, mm-hmm. we purposely don't share it because we don't want someone to call us out on it if we don't do it. We don't want to be held accountable.
Yeah. Right. 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 We want to have people to help us to be accountable. But yeah, that's right. In isolation. Yeah. But what I meant is it's not in sync with everything else, all the other seven elements to line up and be supportive of your entire life. Yeah.
I like your definition of because it makes sense. It even makes sense to me because yeah. now I'm looking at myself and I'm thinking, gosh, I had that goal, but I never thought about, is it being aligned with all these other things?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's critical.
Yes.
I think that's critical.
It is. Yes.
Oh gosh. I love this conversation.
Me too.
So I shared with you mm-hmm. that I had a loved one or have a loved one.
Yes.
When she retired, she really struggled, I think, with leaving her career. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I do next?
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot. You know, she moved and that transition was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing she would say, especially at the time she retired, like if you said, oh, you know, this is, you know, and she's retired.
Mm-hmm.
She would say, I'm not retired.
We never retire, right?
Right. She would get very upset if someone referred to her as being retired.
Yeah.
But in watching her struggle through that period of time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then I met you and I thought, gosh, you would have been perfect for her.
Yeah.
You still may be. I mean, mm-hmm. like we said, I need to introduce you all.
Yeah, please do.
Yes. So when you encounter someone like that, if you have,
mm-hmm.
how do you work with someone like that that's really struggling
yeah.
With just that transition? You know, maybe
yeah.
they left the job that they thought was their purpose,
mm-hmm.
you know, or they retired from it. How do you help them find a new purpose?
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, the program does that. And just to say, because you mentioned a job, a lot of people do attach themselves to the job and think that that job is their purpose. But it really, I don't think that any job is our purpose. See, our purpose is what we came here with. Our purpose is what we really are passionate about, what we really want to do. Our purpose is taking our skill set, our strengths, our abilities, and the things that we are naturally gifted with, and bringing those forward. Now, the job did provide some skills, but then you take everything that you've learned over the years and you apply that to your future and work through that process. But what I want our listeners to know, and this loved one that you're talking about, is that you are not done yet. So you get to choose what the rest of your life looks like. See, this is the perfect time to reinvent yourself. And many of us have choices now that say, I don't know, maybe 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have those kinds of choices that we have now. The kids may be grown and are doing their own thing. You may be retired or approaching retirement or looking to align your life with passion and purpose. You may be living alone, wondering how to prepare for your next chapter. And because of your experiences, though, this is critical, because of your experiences and life challenges, you know a lot of things and have gained a unique perspective about life that someone much younger may not have. And then these experiences are now your assets, and you are to use this skill set to make a difference in the world. And so I think it has a lot to do, too, with confidence, which, you know, we help to build. But sometimes we lose our confidence and allow other people's opinions, or maybe even society's opinion, to dominate our thinking. Sometimes we lose touch with our inner child by ceasing to be relevant, by distancing ourselves from learning new things, by giving up, and also by not being willing to take risks, because, you know, there's some risk involved here. But I think once you get to a certain point, it's very satisfying. Sometimes we listen to our head and not our heart. And by doing all of this, we allow ourselves to stay stuck. I kind of love to share just a little piece of a story if we have time, a personal story.
Yes. No. Yes.
Do we have time for that?
Yes, we have time.
Okay. So I knew, I figured that, you know, you may have other questions you want to ask me. And I said, I don't want to go on too long because I know that we have an interesting topic here, as you mentioned at the beginning. But I just want to share that. See, after grad, I always say graduate, and like this loved one, not using the word retirement very often, but after graduating from my teaching career, I thought my second half was about doing more of the same. So initially, I considered a path that was safe and comfortable, what I had already known, right? It's safe, comfortable. For example, I started tutoring at the Adult Education Center at my local community college, which is a great way to give back, but not the right fit for me. Then one of my colleagues and I explored the idea of starting our own reading clinic, and that idea fizzled. I even considered getting my PhD in curriculum and instruction so I could develop programs for student teachers. See, all this was the same stuff. I encountered from the universe major resistance there. I didn't understand it at the time, but I encountered major resistance. But looking back, I realize now that I was being divinely guided. These initial ideas that I had were too much of the same thing. So in my second half, I was supposed to use my strengths and talents in a different way, to do a new thing. But long story short, you know, what, through a process of exploring and meditating on the meaning of the signs that the universe was placing on my path. And what I wound up doing is combining my love of teaching, my passion, my long-term passion for health and wellness, and my experience in developing curriculum while at the same time strengthen a deeper relationship with spirit, with God. And what I'm doing now is a manifestation of all that. So I think we need to be open and aware. And I don't think that many of us take the time or spend the time to tap into our heart and spend time in meditation and go deep within to figure out what we're supposed to be doing. But you know, the program does guide people through that.
Yes. I mean, you said some things, oh my goodness. Like you mentioned that you don't believe that any job is necessarily our purpose. And that right. just really resonates with me because for so long, I suffered in my day job.
Okay.
Because I knew it really, I felt like that wasn't my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like your job is supposed to be your purpose.
Yes.
I had that belief system.
Yes.
And it took me, I mean, I've been practicing law for 21 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It probably took me 15 years mm-hmm. before I realized this doesn't have to be my purpose.
Yeah.
I could still live in my purpose in another way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I really suffered. Because I thought your job is supposed to be your purpose.
Yes. Yes.
So that's huge. And I think I'm certain I'm not the only person that struggles with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you limit yourself, or at least I did.
Yes.
I didn't explore my passions
mm-hmm.
because I kept thinking it had to be a job.
Yes.
I wasn't thinking outside the box that I could live, you know, utilize my talents in another way, whether that be, you know, on the side in a side, you know, business or
mm-hmm.
in you know, community service or whatever it is. I just mm-hmm. didn't think I could do that and work this job.
Yes.
You know,
I get you. I mean, that's profound what you're sharing, because I get that. I think a lot of people are going through that right now.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, and, absolutely.
And they are. And that, you know, just getting out of that mindset
mm-hmm.
and just understanding. And a lot of people have a hard time, like you said, you need to meditate. They have a hard time identifying their talents.
Yes. Yes. And that's what we bring those forward. Yeah, we need to look at that. You know, what is our skill set? What can we offer the world? Absolutely. What do we feel comfortable with? What are we so good at that we could do it all in our sleep? Yeah.
And we don't give ourselves credit. And I think about what our talents really are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes some of us are resistant to
yes.
admitting that this is our talent because we want our talent to be something else.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Kind of like how you mentioned, you know, you retired and you thought, well, I should be doing something in teaching.
Yes, right.
You know? But the, like you said, the universe gave you resistance
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, the universe will push you to where you're supposed to be.
Yes.
So that's, I love this. Like that was huge.
But yeah, and this is an exciting journey and that, you know, teaching, yes, but teaching in a different way. It's like I'm still teaching, but in a different way, but you almost have to pay attention to the signs and allow yourself to be sort of broken open to receive the messages so that you can internalize all that and then set a plan to do something about it. Yeah.
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 And sometimes, would you agree, sometimes it's a process.
It's like a process.
It's not something that happens overnight.
Right, because you mentioned, you know, the number of years that it took you to realize that. And some people looking at the years, they may say, wow, I wasted a lot of time, but it's not true. I mean, those years were critical for you to come to that particular point. I believe that wherever we are right now, no matter how many years we spent here or there or what the age is, now is the perfect time to make those transformations. Taking time out of the paradigm. Now is the time. Yeah.
And I kind of look at like retirement as, you know, that time where I could, or one, a person could really really, you're free to do whatever.
Yes.
You know, but like you said, there's so much, whether it be from society mm-hmm. or what the limitations we put on ourselves mm-hmm. that we think we're too old or whatever it is.
Yeah.
We can't. We can't yes. live out whatever those dreams are.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I love this. So tell me, how does your program work if folks want to get in contact with you? You know, what does the program look like? Is it a
yeah.
certain number of weeks or?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd be happy to share what the program looks like. And, you know, maybe at the end I can give them all the information about my website and so forth. But really, the Sprout Your New Life is the name of the program. It's my online, spiritually focused empowerment program for mature and discerning women who are ready to release negative belief patterns and make the second half of their life their best years. And it's a comprehensive curriculum based on a system of fundamental universal truths that can be applied to everyday living in order to promote growth, transformation, and success. And so we cover all aspects of a woman's life, including lifestyle, relationships, purpose, and more. Our program is designed to uncover those roadblocks that may be keeping a woman from moving forward. And we're making a few little changes so we can progress quicker through the program. If you go online now, it may say that it's a 10-month program because we're sort of redesigning and making it just a little shorter, not taking the content out, but making it a little shorter. So the current program will take about 6 months to complete. And we have 24 inspiring videotape modules and workbook that includes exercises that will help the women reclaim their health and their confidence and power so they can live the life of their dreams. There's also a Facebook group to support women on the journey. So that's sort of it in a nutshell. And there's more on my website. If you would like to find out more, if any of our listeners would like to find out more about that, they can go there.
Okay. And tell the listeners, what is your website?
Oh, okay. Yeah, so my website is lifestyle120.com. And just a little statement about that, too. I just want everyone to know that they can overcome current challenges and reinvent themselves and evolve into the most amazing and dynamic individuals they were meant to be and have fun doing it. The word fun, capital letters, and have fun doing it. See, a transformational journey requires guidance and support. And then I, of course, invite our listeners to visit lifestyle120.com, find out more about Sprout Your New Life program, and to sign up for my complimentary weekly blog and newsletter to get inspiration, wellness tips, recipes, and more. And I would love for people to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Wow, you're pretty active.
Yes.
I love that. So do you offer any kind of, one-on-one?
I do.
Okay.
I do, yes. And that is detailed, too, on the website. I do offer one-on-one coaching. And I also offer group coaching. Couples would like to go through the program, or if you have a group of girlfriends who'd like to go through that with you, a small group, yes, for sure. I do offer one-on-one coaching, yes, and small group coaching for sure.
Okay, great. I know that what you've shared with me here today has been like phenomenal.
Oh,
so
thank you. I appreciate
listeners.
That.
If you or maybe you know a loved one like I do that may need Takiri's services and sign up for this program or one-on-one, I think it would be awesome. Like I'm wishing that I was a woman of seasonal age. I could do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I believe anyone who feels that they're ready for the next stage in their life will be welcome. You know, I just say the seasoned women, and generally we're working with, you know, 50 and more, age 50 and up, but you know, 40s, 45, whoever feels that they really do need to tap into their life and to refresh their lives. This will be available and ready for anyone who's ready to make some changes. But it is specifically for women the way it's laid out. I know, like you were saying earlier, like this could be for anyone. It could be for men as well. But it's set up so that it's for the ladies.
Yeah. And I like working with the ladies. I mean, this podcast, yeah. I know guys are out there listening, but it is for the ladies, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. And I'm almost there to carry. I'm almost at that age range. So I might be a participant sooner than you think.
I would love to have you.
Because you've really shared a lot that I think is really, really spoke to me.
Mm-hmm. I think you and I, we were in sync anyway. And so all of that came forward. We covered a lot of what I wanted listeners to hear. Yeah. Your following, your group, your professional, your colleagues. I do want to say that I also offer workshops for specific businesses and mindset workshops, wellness workshops for companies and businesses who want to elevate themselves to new levels. Yeah, and some of those are listed on the website too, but that's just an example. I mean, I can cover any topic that relates to wellness for any conscious business looking to move forward. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know too. Mm-hmm. Because I know, you know, my business could probably benefit from it. My office, mm-hmm. I know that there are, you know, like you said, a lot of the listeners, mm-hmm. my listeners are professional women and mm-hmm. maybe business owners or work for different companies. And
right.
I mean, I think a lot of what you shared, like I said, could help mm-hmm. anyone.
Yes. Right. And I'm not talking specifically about my program, but just, you know, an hour workshop or a series of workshops for a particular organization. Yeah.
Well, great.
Oh, thanks.
There you have it. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed to Carrie today. I certainly did. I could talk to her for another hour.
Yes.
But I must respect her time. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed myself with you today.
Thank you. I might have to bring you back on so we can go a little deeper.
Well, I'd be certainly happy to join you.
Absolutely.
Okay.